Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Sorry. Hi, it's Papa Duke Podcast. Hi.
Yeah,
woo. How you guys doing? So I mean Raj here. I have some Raj sheep in my mouth hole.
Okay. Good. Hi, everyone. This has been a while. We're back. It's the Pompadour Podcast. Why have we been away for a while? Because our good old pal Nick
is an idiot.
That's right.
Well, no, that's, okay, we knew that.
That's a given.
They knew that.
You
didn't know that.
I.
You.
Me.
Nicholas.
You
just said konnichiwa because you were being very clever in that, in that good afternoon in Japanese.
Nick, you did it wrong. You have to do like the Sheldon Cooper left there.
I don't even think I can do that.
You can't do it. It's just inhaling.
Bazinga. So, you went to Japan.
I did.
You did.
I did for 2 weeks. And that's why we recorded that random shit episode and just threw that in there.
Yeah, threw that in the 2 weeks.
To try to hold you over, even though it was garbage.
We banked a couple shows, actually. I think we did 3 total. It's been 3 weeks since we've sat down and podcast together.
Yep. 3 weeks?
Really? We did 3 episodes.
Technically, yeah, we did that. And in my opinion, I listened back to the bonus one, and I do truly believe that's the greatest segment of podcast we've ever done. By far. That'd have been close.
That's what you think is
it was
top
actually,
the
it
top?
Was pretty fun. I thought it was pretty fun.
It was pretty good. But regardless, we're back. Episode 6, Pompadour Podcast, the season, probably series finale of Pompadour.
I don't know.
We have issues with that.
They left it pretty ambiguous.
We all have issues.
I think they were planning for a second season here.
We will talk all about it. First, let's
Kyle talk. XY planned for a fourth season.
That's
so
true.
Don't start with that.
That was a good show for like a season.
How many seasons did they do?
They did 3, and I own all 3 on DVD.
I stopped after 2, because the whole point of season 1 is like, oh my god, why does he have no belly button? And then in season 2, you're like, oh, he has no belly button, because now we know, so I don't care.
That's not the point. The point is to try to figure out, technically, what he is.
I want to see.
We already know what he is by the end of the first season, basically.
Okay, but then
I just don't care anymore.
I wish I was in that board meeting when they're going up. What channel was it on? ABC?
ABC Family.
It was on
ABC Family.
Oh, you're right.
ABC Family headquarters. Okay.
I know.
So
I know
kid.
Because I've like recorded it.
So this kid, attractive teen, right?
He was kind of attractive.
Right? The normal. He's buff.
Not gonna lie. Matt Dallas?
Sure.
It was Matt Dallas.
Was it Matt Dallas?
Yep.
He's not bad looking.
With a name like Matt Dallas. All right. What do you expect? All right. We're going to have him. He's going to be our main character. All right. We're gonna get the good 18 to 29 demographic going. Right. The little girls are going to go crazy. They're going to wet their pants for this kid. But here's the twist. He's got no belly button.
And go.
You tell me they want to show around the no belly button?
Yes.
I think they started with that and then just made it up as they went.
22 episode order. Boom. We don't need to hear anything else.
Just run with it.
Let's go. All right. Tell us about Japan.
Japan.
You're saying it wrong. It's Japan.
Japan.
Nippon.
Tell us about, Japan.
Nihon.
Japan.
A lot of ways to say it.
There's only one correct way.
I don't know what it is.
Nippon is a way of saying Japan?
Well, in Japanese, Nihon is Japan. They don't call it Japan. It's called Nihon.
Why?
Which probably is just the Japanese way
it's just
of
what
saying...
It is, yeah.
Is it spelled the same way?
No. It's so, spelled with Chinese characters, so you fucking idiot.
So Nippon.
No, Nihon.
Nihon.
And then Nippon, apparently, is the way to use it when you're talking in the sense of like a patriotic sense, I guess. That's what I saw on Google.
And it's pronounced...
So Nippon is like the America.
Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I guess.
Wait, what? Is this a thing, though, with countries?
No.
Do different countries pronounce country names differently?
I don't think they call themselves Germany in German.
Why? Then why do we call them German?
I don't know. I don't know where it comes from.
What is that? Who are we to tell you that it's Japan?
But no, but I mean, like,
I don't
Italy
know.
Is, I mean, it's Italia, but it's Italy but, in Italian.
Great point. Why?
And France is,
because we're not tolerant of the
Francois. No.
No. No.
It's France.
It's Francais. Francais.
It's France.
Francais.
I think it's Francais.
No. Who are we Americans? It's such a fucking American thing.
No, I don't think it's just
no,
America,
no, no,
though.
No. Because people in England call Japan, Japan.
What do,
and
here's the question. What do Germans call Japan?
Probably Japan.
Why? That's the way it's spelled.
Oh, I understand that, but it's spelled differently in Japan, you're saying.
Yeah, if you were to take the, if you were to write it phonetically, it would be N-I-H-O-N, Nihon.
Yeah.
But they don't write it phonetically. They write it with...
The Chinese characters.
The Chinese characters? The Japanese characters.
Well. You want a little lesson on the Japanese language?
Let's hear all about it. I'm sure you heard much of it.
Oh, yeah.
On your trip here.
So, the Japanese have a writing system, what? The Japanese have a writing system called hiragana,
yes.
Which is, like, made up of these phonetic syllables, essentially. So it's like, a, e, I, o, u, and then there's, like, ka, ke, kikoku.
Sure.
Sa, se, shi, so, su.
Naturally.
There are so many ways to describe feces in Japanese. It's amazing.
Feces?
Feces.
What are you talking about?
Feces.
Why like are we...
Fecal matter.
Condensed nutrients that get expelled out of your butthole.
Why are we talking about that?
What he said ka, ka, kuki. And I figured
you're an
idiot.
There's so many ways.
Get out. Such an idiot. Who? It's like, it's, that is really, that but is.
Where's the cricket when we need it?
Oh, yeah, there's a cricket. We might have to deal with
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
We should maybe
we could probably, that. 5-6 minutes in, we should probably mention there will be a cricket that you will be hearing
before there's, they hear all the cricket.
So we are not in ESPN
so anyways,
today. We are
here,
at,
let me just put it this way. I'm going to be really quick and brief about this.
Yes.
So Japanese has a writing system used for Japanese.
Yeah.
It also has a writing system used. It's exactly the same as the hiragana,
right.
But it's only used for words that are not Japanese words. It's used for foreign words.
Okay.
And then they also use Chinese characters, and they actually predominantly use Chinese characters.
Okay.
Still
doesn't explain, though, why we call it Japan and why
I don't know. That's just how it is.
So,
you just have to deal with it.
Okay, I will. No, it's just it's an arrogant American thing.
I don't think it's American. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I don't know where it came from. We can look it up
later.
It's
probably a British thing, to be honest.
Well, even worse. Even worse. I mean, look what Britain gives us. Britain gives us Pompidou. All right? Those fucking assholes.
That was
over
a great
there.
Segue. Too bad we're not done with the Japan segment.
Yeah, let's keep talking about
Japan.
I'm the king of the early segue.
The king of the early.
Yeah, there was no cap on that bottle.
No cap on that bottle.
Good.
So I got you guys some gifts.
You got us gifts.
Yeah. Okay. Look. Last time, I just hit the table.
And I
still have
to tell you what happened to me.
Yeah. Wait. Well, tell us first. Then we'll open. Well, then
hold
we'll
on. I'm gonna.
Well, okay.
I'm gonna say something. Last time he went to Japan, which is a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to bring me back. I think I asked you to bring me back like some sort of dragon thing. But I tell if someone's going to Chinatown, I'm like, yo, get me a dragon. I don't know why. I love dragons. Dragons are fucking sweet.
Sure.
Oh, what the hell is that?
Oh, you're going to the supermarket? Can you get me a dragon?
Get me a dragon.
Dragon fruit.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say that, you
burn.
Bastard.
Burn, get it?
What dragons. Are you saying? Oh. So.
Yes, Khaleesi.
He brought me. What is this? He brought me something which I'm going to say is kind of better than a dragon. He bought me. He went to the Pikachu.
Two dragons.
Three dragons.
What's worse than a giant paper bowl? Two giant paper bowls.
It's late.
It is late.
I'm fucking awake.
You
I wonder
slept
what?
For 5 hours. Anyway.
You're still on Tokyo time.
He went to the Pokemon store and brought me back Pikachu apple juice.
Ooh.
I'm never gonna open it.
I actually got that on a mountain.
You told me you got it in the Pokemon store.
No, I went to the Pokemon store.
What?
There's an ant crawling on your laptop.
Can you flick it?
Huh?
No, don't.
Just squish it?
Yeah, don't.
Just squish it right up.
Just no, flick it off.
Where
is it? Like, right there.
Oh, I missed.
Okay. Nah, it's gone.
All right, good.
No,
nah, whatever.
Oh, it is. Wait, where'd it go?
Off.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, okay.
I found it.
Finish. All right. You were on a mountain. You were hanging out with monks.
Oh, I was just on a mountain, and that's where I found it.
You
okay.
Told me you got it at
the
Pokemon store.
Maybe that's the one I did get. I don't remember. I got a few at the Pokemon store, and then I got some in the mountain.
At the end of the day, store in Japan, I'd want to imagine, is the Pokemon.
It's
none
it was,
of them are.
It was
very
cool.
Hard to find.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
Because it was, it's... And didn't you drink one, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you said it like wasn't...
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's not that great.
It tastes like
I
Pikachu.
I mean, it comes in a can.
It is what it
apple
is.
Juice.
It comes in a can.
Right.
So to taste that, I would assume it has like a metallic... Anyway, it was very cool. So
cool.
I'm kind of excited of what he brought back this
time. Oh, it's not nearly as cool.
It's okay. Because it's still going to be cool. Because it's Japanishi.
No, it's really not going to be cool.
All right, here we go.
Now for Nico,
oh,
for the sake of irony, because you don't eat, I got you chopsticks.
I called
that. You get to choose one of these.
I get to choose a chopstick.
You get to choose a pair of chopsticks.
Record, a little while ago, I saw the box, and I'm like, what'd you buy, fucking chopsticks? He bought chopsticks.
This is very fancy.
He bought Oh, this two, is four, this is... five pairs of chopsticks.
I will take the one with the birds on it.
The one with the birds. Why not? What a choice.
Oh, look at these. Can I see them? Man, I'm going to fucking...
You're never going to use these ever.
I'm going to play drums with these things till there's no tomorrow. fucking air drumming it up like it's Whiplash in this bitch. This is nice. Thank you.
Those
Nick.
Are nice.
These are very cool. Nice. If only I ate food. But thank you. If only.
Now,
for the pure irony. Yes.
For irony's sake for you, Zachary.
Oh. Oh, boy.
I got you Japanese currency because you never have money. And it's unfortunate because you still can't use it.
No, I can't.
That is $5.
That
in
is
Japan.
$5. Is, yeah. So what does that convert to? In
500 yen.
500 yen.
So therefore it's oh
it's
so
about $5.
It's about $5 yeah. in America.
Give or take. It changes. Actually, right now the yen is pretty weak. Rate? The yen is pretty weak.
Is it?
It's like 125 yen to a dollar.
Oh,
really?
For the I will never understand fucking economics. How things convert.
Oh, neither will I.
It's
now, if you hate that gift, you can trade it in for a pair of chopsticks.
Oh, it's like, let's make a deal.
Can I get an addition to?
I'm sorry, what are you?
I'll trade you. I'll trade you.
I don't want birds. Wait, hold on. Do you want the 500 yen?
Of course.
I will trade you.
I'll take you to an airport or something. Get some cash.
Wow, guys, re-gifting. Thanks. Thanks, you fuckers.
Let's be, I'm like, I
well, Nick, I already have Japanese coins.
The next time I'm in
because
a mall
somewhere.
Because
last time you were there, you pulled out a handful of Japanese coins and you're like, take some. So I have some sitting on my dresser.
Could I bring this to like a mall with a fucking exchange rate thing? And
you could try.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Can I see the other chopsticks if we're trading?
I kind of like these chopsticks though. You know what? No, never mind.
You bastard!
I'm keeping the chopsticks.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll look at them and then I'll let you know. Ooh, I like that.
The question is, are those chopsticks worth $5? That's
really I'll tell you
good.
How much they're worth. That's really what you're...
Ooh, this looks like a deal.
But like I said, I only have Japanese coins.
No,
I appreciate the gift.
I think you take the chopsticks.
Do you? Because I put this together like 30,
yeah,
no. 30
as
minutes.
If he was, not at all. As if he wasn't just rummaging through his pockets and finding.
I decided this would be more fun though.
Yeah. So thoughtful. Thank you.
I really like this pair of chopsticks right here.
I'll have yo. You asked us. Do you want us or do you want you to get us anything?
Yo, he didn't ask me shit.
Right? No, he asked. You asked me. You're like, hey, you want me to get you anything when I'm in Japan? And I said the weirdest sex toy you can find.
Yeah, oh,
I actually. That's a great segue into what I did in Japan.
Oh, great!
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Back.
Oh, you're trading?
I got these ones.
So wait, you're trading the chopsticks?
It has the...
That's very nice.
I really like these.
You're trading the chopsticks?
Yeah.
Do you want to know the value of the chopsticks?
Yes.
Are you ready?
What was it, like 10 cents?
Nico, drum roll, please. You have the chopsticks, you son of a bitch!
Oh, that's
don't
right.
Clap with your hands, you idiot.
I forgot the joke. I made 30 seconds left.
All right, well,
yeah,
that was pretty
cool. Oh, I got it. Well,
here,
I don't
worry about it. Okay.
I don't want to damage the wrapping. This is
you know, it's a piece of paper.
It's the actual value, folks.
Was it like
of
$2?
Chopsticks.
Like $2.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
600 yen.
Ooh.
For the whole box.
Yeah.
It was 120 yen. It was like $1.50.
Yeah. But no, that's still cool.
Actually, no, it was like a dollar.
These are nice chopsticks.
These are nice.
But that's the reason I bought it, is because it was a really good deal.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah. You are a sucker for a good deal.
I am a sucker for
what'd you do, and then we'll talk pompadour.
So let's talk sex toys. Let's get into
after
that first.
12, after 13 minutes.
I'm always ready to talk sex toys.
And there really isn't that. I just thought this was really funny. I was in a store called, it was just like called Condomania.
Okay.
It was a very, very, very tiny store, like in the middle of a fucking intersection, basically.
Uh-huh.
Like... There was a four-way intersection in the middle of Tokyo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, like, off to the side was a little tiny building that wasn't even attached to other buildings. Just this little tiny fucking building called Condomania.
Okay.
It was so small, and it was just filled with condoms.
That's nice.
And...
So it was, like, Brian Fantane, who's the guy from Anchorman.
Yeah.
Brian Fantana.
Brian Fantana's... condom...
Yeah, his little
closet
cabinet there.
Thing.
It was, yeah, it was pretty interesting. And there was, They also had, like, some handcuffs and blindfolds and basic lubricants.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to be confused with the complex lubricants.
So there are complex lubricants. If you break them down chemically.
So did you purchase any?
No, I didn't. I was with a large group of people. But I did ask... Never mind, I'm not getting...
No, you started. Now you gotta finish.
It's the podcast code of honor here.
All right.
It's a podcast code of honor.
But I was looking for something.
Oh.
And they did not have it.
You were
I was browsing for a particular item, and they did not have it.
I see.
So,
oh, these are different woods.
That's another reason.
They're different
like,
woods?
Yeah, they use like different stains for the wood.
Oh my god, this is amazing.
What? They're really detailed dollar chopsticks.
What fucking 5-year-old in a sweatshop made this thing? This is really good quality.
Probably a really talented child in a sweatshop.
Aren't right. they all?
Probably
Ming. I mean, otherwise they'd get their hands chopped off.
Probably Ming right? Peng. I bet you. These are probably Ming Peng chopsticks.
There goes the cricket, mean? By the way.
Oh, you hear the cricket, guys?
Yeah. There we go.
There it is. Can we name him?
Asshole.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
I was thinking like Jiminy.
Oh, that's so creative, Zach.
Hey, shut up.
All right, go shut the cricket up.
That worked.
What did you do?
What
you
did
just
you do?
Flailed your arm?
I took a paper ball and I threw it and it got stuck in the corner somewhere, but it stopped.
Okay. You just
Mind you,
it.
I'm pretty sure it did stop when you threw the empty water bottle sort of near the wall.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
let's
are we done talking Japan?
No. I did a lot.
All right, what did you do?
We went to bars and karaoke a lot. We sang a lot of songs. Do you guys know the song Peaches?
No.
Millions of peaches
for me.
It's for free.
For millions of peaches for free.
No, isn't it for free?
You're probably right. I don't fucking know. I'm tired.
I can leave if you want. You want to give
this up. We sang that song so many times at karaoke with Japanese students who did not fucking know what the hell that song was.
What they were
saying? Yeah, it was really weird.
Oh my god.
Really funny.
That's a good song.
Then I got sexually assaulted.
Hold up.
All right.
Wait a minute. Was it with chopsticks?
No. But I'm legitimately got sexually assaulted.
Way
Did you really?
To bury the lead. Let's hear this story.
Wait. Why didn't you start with this information? I feel like the gifts could have been afterwards.
Yeah, I think we could have done without the rummage.
I feel like this is the gift.
Yeah, the rummage.
Is the story of him being sexually assaulted in Japan.
So they we haven't talked a single thing about Pompey
no.
yet. We're really far whatever.
It's fine.
It's
the last episode. No, are they gonna quit on us now? We've gotta finish it, right?
And we also have the recap, so if we don't talk about it.
It's fine.
That's true.
That'll be weird. You might as well just make it a Nico show if it's too late. Anyway.
That's a good Alright, so
Oh, this broke.
So
not the chopstick.
We met up with a bunch of Japanese students from another university. Like our professor talked to their professor. We all met up and hung
That's
out for the day.
Very good glue.
Can you pay attention to
no.
the story?
No,
jeez. This one
I'm
guy.
I'm listening. I can multitask.
This one guy. We all hanging out, you know, having a fun time. I was being really obnoxious, like pretty much center of attention, because I'm a dumbass.
So you're being Nick. So
I was dancing like in the middle of Tokyo.
Right. Okay.
So you were being Nick.
When in Tokyo,
dance like an idiot. Is that the saying?
So I don't know. I guess I caught this guy's eye. I don't know what happened.
It's a guy.
Oh, it's a guy.
It's a fucking guy.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh my
He said
God.
It before.
I turned, or I was like standing there, and all of a sudden, I feel something touch my butt. Now, this wasn't...
Please tell me it was the penis.
No.
Just
a
tip?
This wasn't... I'm going to try to explain this as best I can on the podcast. It wasn't just like a tap. It was like rub from left to right, whole
Whoa.
Butt.
It was a swipe.
It was a swipe.
Wow. He tried unlocking your ass.
And... like an iPhone? Like an iPhone?
Yes.
Well, like an iPad, I think. Full fisted. Wow.
That's, yeah.
Look at that.
It's like and so weird, I turned.
It's like the weirdest Karate Kid movie ever.
Did you feel...
Swipe
you...
the butt.
Did you feel, like, random pokes, like him trying to put
no.
in the passcode?
No. I turn, and I look at him, and I make eye contact with him, and he just keeps looking at me like nothing's wrong. And I,
like nothing was wrong, or like, how you doing?
I don't know. And then, so I was like, look, I'm like, I try, like, I couldn't communicate with him, really. So I was like, whatever. I guess I let it go for now, you know?
Sure.
And I started, you know, naturally. I started drinking a little.
Uh-huh.
We got karaoke.
What else are you going to do after you've just been sexually assaulted?
It happened two more times.
Oh my.
Same guy.
And that's where I knew that this shit is not an accident.
He swiped my butt three times.
He tried unlocking.
But that's not it.
Okay.
So did he get locked out for like 15 seconds?
Stop. Eventually, I guess I did lock him up.
I'm an idiot.
So then.
You go,
I'm
girl.
Tired.
He kept like
go,
hugging
go.
Me.
You go, 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 go.
Taking photos with me.
Yep.
What?
Yeah. And then we were in karaoke and he puts on this song and I'm like, okay, put in the song, whatever. And then when it comes on, it's like some really weird like love song.
Oh, it's a ballad.
And he tried making me sing it with him.
Holy
and I said no.
Shit.
It's by Mr. Big. Do you know Mr. Big?
No.
No.
I don't either, but he's fucking white as shit, but apparently he's popular there or something.
How do
know.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Oh my
I think
God.
I do.
How old was this guy?
20.
Oh, okay. So at least he was like... This
so
was
he's
not
like a 40-something.
He's not a sexual predator, in other
he's
words.
He's a college student.
Oh, you just got hit on
he
by
was
a
trying,
gay guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a normal thing.
Oh, come on.
Not that's like
a,
that.
I thought this was like a story.
No, this isn't sexual assault.
Yes, it is.
I had a nickel for every time a gay guy swiped my butt.
You did go to Emerson.
And then he started giving me a back massage.
You give me back massage.
No, but like without me asking. It was really weird.
An unconsensual back massage.
Non-consensual back massage. And it was really weird. I was really uncomfortable. So I just eventually... I just, as you said, locked him out. I walked the fuck away, and I just didn't go near him again. Really weird.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
You know, yeah. You know what, Nick? We're going to take your
every obnoxious
sexual assault and listen. Treat it like it was a little,
listen.
Little incident.
Listen, I don't...
Well, we're all Americans.
I was going to make a joke, but then I realized we are going down a rabbit hole of rape jokes that
yes!
I don't
want to start. Oh, my God. I don't want to open. I had a lot, and I restrained myself.
I'm not opening this Pandora's box.
It's a good idea.
All I'm saying,
Pandora's vagina.
Listen,
my favorite God,
we've all been there. Us gay seeming straight guys have all been there.
That's true.
You know what
For,
I mean?
Actually, that's a lie.
What?
People think I'm gay. I've been hit on by a gay guy once.
Oh well.
I guess you're an unattractive.
I'm kind
guy.
Of. I guess. Am I okay with that?
I don't think. Well,
I don't know.
I might be. I might be okay with that.
The problem with gays. Right.
Oh God!
Oh God!
Where are you going with this, Nico?
This is officially not a Pompadour podcast anymore.
There are two categories of gay guy that you fall into. It's either you are a bear, or you are a what is the word for the scrawny gay guy?
Not the bear.
Not the
catcher.
That's pitcher catcher.
I don't think you fall into either category. That's my take on that.
I think I'm okay with that.
I think you are too. Well, if you're not gay, I think you gotta be okay.
All right.
What are we talking about?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, then here's the last thing that happened. The last thing that happened.
My father's gay. Keep going.
The last thing that happened was on the last night we drank a lot, and I drank 3 liters of beer.
Okay.
And then vomited.
Okay.
And then went to bed.
Good story, bro.
That was my trip.
Cool story, bro.
In a nutshell.
Very educational.
For the record, when I asked him earlier, I said, oh, how was the trip? He goes,
it was good.
It was good. I heard none of this.
Well, you've been there so many times. You might as well just, it's like
so
another.
So many. It's his second time.
That's like an everyday thing for me
it's
now.
It's like your summer home.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I live there.
Where do you summer?
He just bought a villa.
All right, so we are talking about Pompadour now. 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
22 minutes in.
Pompadour Podcast. This is the season finale. Last episode, we have one more episode coming up where we're going to recap the whole series. But
yeah. Which is why we
last
don't care
last episode
right
of Pompadour.
Yeah.
But this is the last actual physical episode from Netflix.
This is. And this was a strange one.
It was.
And it was a roller coaster
of emotions.
Of not really giving a shit, actually. It wasn't a roller coaster. It was more like a kiddie coaster. They have to go on because your cousin's a little bit too young, and you pretend like you're having fun, but it really just comes down to the 6-foot-tall guy sitting in a little dragon.
I'm
sorry, back to the story.
That sounds way too personal. Like, what did you experience?
Where do we want to start? Do we...
I don't know. Let's just, I mean...
There was a lot...
Yeah, it was heavy on the dialogue for a show that's not heavy on
very
dialogue.
Very heavy.
For a show
it
that,
was very heavy.
The description is no dialogue. You know what I mean? There was definitely close attention paid to the amount of dialogue, to the way that he was saying certain things.
But there was...
I noticed that's a Matt Lucas trait.
It is a Matt
yeah,
Lucas
there was,
trait.
There
this is
there
this
was
episode
humor.
Written by Matt Lucas.
Yeah.
There was humor.
There was.
There
were
all laughing
some funny
very
moments.
Hard.
It was good.
There was sort of sad.
Mm-hmm.
Sadness.
There was a bleak ending.
There was a very bleak ending.
Should we start? I feel like otherwise we're burying the headline here. But I think like that is what everybody sort of wants to hear about if you're listening to Pompadour is that very strange, ambiguous ending.
I don't know. Should we? I don't know if we should get right into the ending. We should talk about the episode.
Okay.
I mean, why don't we just start with Zach's fun fact book corner.
Okay.
I guess, or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. Talk about the book.
I didn't get the author. Let me rephrase that. I'm not sure I got the author.
Okay.
I read Edward Allenberg, which is weird.
All right.
Because it has nothing to do with dogs. And all the only ones the authors have been related to dogs.
Okay.
But the book was Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Yes. I truly... Now,
and,
this has been a recurring thing. I'll just say, this is my favorite book title
yes,
so
it
far.
Was. You I were very... So. I'm like, did anyone see the book? and Nico said, "Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?" Yes. And he started laughing about it, right. Which you haven't before. About
I thought
the
it was
book.
Pretty funny. I was
good.
It.
It was good. It was a good final book.
I thought it was pretty good. There was a lot of stuff good in that first scene. One of my favorite moments. I may just be spoiling my favorite moment of the show, but that's fine.
There's a lot of good moments in this show. We're not going to be short of it.
When Pompidou... So the plot of this episode, essentially, is Pompidou and friends.
and friends.
And, yes, that Pompidou... That was the working title.
Pompidou, Hove, and Marion are cold because their heater is broken. It's winter.
It's a cold day.
It was windy.
The newspaper article.
It was an English summer.
Well, yeah, the newspaper article said burr. Everything closed because of burr. Burr, burr, burr.
All sports canceled because of burr.
Yeah, it's just burr.
And they are stuck not only getting sick with a cold, but also dealing with very cold temperatures and.
Because the heater's broken.
Yes.
So naturally, Pompidou's solution is, let's camp, because that'll keep us warm.
Well, okay.
I still don't understand that.
Did we stop you from talking about your part?
No, that would just... you cut it. Yeah. So when he's pouring tea at the beginning,
tea,
right?
Oh, and that's what I thought.
And
yep.
His tea gets frozen like a popsicle. So he takes the spoon out of the tea, and all of a sudden he has like this ice pop.
Teasicle.
Right. And he licks it.
It's a teasicle?
It's a teasicle.
That sounds very close to something else.
Yes. And he... that's...
Let me rephrase myself. Testicle.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say, teasicle is like a weird, like, fringe pornography that I'm not aware of. But he licks...
I would watch
he
it.
He licks the teasicle.
The teasicle. You're that type of gay guy. All right, we found out. That is the type of gay guy you are.
What, teasicle? It doesn't have to be a gay porn. Shit.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I mean, it probably would be. But it doesn't have to be.
Anyway, this is the worst podcast we've ever done. So he's licking the teasicle, and it doesn't taste right, as Pompidou generally is. Very specific taste.
It's very specific.
More specific than my taste palate, I think, is Pompidou's taste palate, right?
He did attempt to eat bleach.
That's true.
Let's point this out.
And he licks the popsicle, and it doesn't... So he takes... The sugar or the cream is it?
It's sugar. Sugar.
It was
sugar. Sugar cube.
It was a sugar cube.
But the sugar cube is like, well, it's a sugar, cube, right? So rather than putting it in the tea and letting it disperse and make it sweeter, he just lays it right on top of the pop.
Yeah.
Licks the pop at the same place, not even touching the sugar cube, and it was like, oh yeah,
this isn't bad. Yeah. This is pretty good.
Yeah.
That was funny, but I don't think it was as funny as the part he missed.
Right. I missed a scene.
This is a little later on. They got their supplies to go camping.
Mm-hmm.
And Hove and Pompidou, they leave the trailer, like, all ready to go. And their hats fly off. You saw the hats flying off and
yes,
all that stuff, right?
Sure.
And all their clothes flew off, leaving them in their underwear. They were like, and ran back inside the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And Pompidou was talking about all the things that were flying off.
Yeah. Like, my shirt flew off.
He's like, my hat flew off. And then he goes, and he stops. And then he sort of loosens up the waistband on his underwear and looks down and goes, oh, you're okay.
that's still there.
That's fine.
That one's still there.
I am bummed I missed that.
Well, we can bring it back up and you can see it afterward. But it was funny.
Thank God his cock didn't blow away.
That is funny.
It was funny.
All right, so six episodes of Pompidou. Here's what we should talk about. One of the most convoluted plots so far, right? Episode one had a pretty convoluted plot.
Yeah, easily. Yeah.
Episode five certainly did, but it felt a little, felt a little more concise. This one went in a million different directions at once.
Yeah.
I didn't know what they were cold. I got that. Right. But it doesn't seem like at any point they ever really attempted to, like, fix their problem.
Well, I'll explain.
Well, no, they did.
Not really.
No, they did. They called the Hito guy.
Which is my favorite guest star, by the way, so far.
The Hito guy?
I love the Hito guy.
He had the craziest voice.
Hito guy was pretty
good.
They
called the Hito guy.
Yeah.
He either said, I'll come tomorrow.
He said he's going to, like, come later. He's like, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Right.
We
Yeah, I don't think you were able to make out what day. Yes, okay.
When he was
actually... I will be there Thursday afternoon at 4:45 p.m.
Pompidou was getting angrier and angrier.
Mm.
He then calls back and say, no, we need you now.
Mm.
And the guy's like, oh, I'll be there. And then he stops off for a pint.
Yes.
Yep.
Right.
And then they tried booking... I'm just listening to ways they were trying to get away from the
heat. Right. Yes. The main thing is that they are now going to go on a vacation. He was having that whole... That thought bubble. Yeah. Of, okay, we're going to fix this by just leaving.
And he's gonna have sex with a Hawaiian girl.
So, right. Exactly. In his fantasy. So when they go to the travel agency to book a flight on some cruise or some foreign location...
Private jet,
right.
I remember.
And they see that they cannot afford... this trip
at £25,000,
which, as Zach keenly pointed out halfway through the podcast, without taxes.
There was no tax. Is there no tax on travel?
I don't know.
In England,
I just don't think England has taxes. I think they're just, you know,
no, you don't taxes. Think England has taxes.
You think there's not a single tax?
There's an entire war about that, Nico.
If you don't remember correctly, that is the reason we. As a country,
according
exists.
To American textbooks, I should point out, according to American history textbooks, that is the reason for the Revolutionary War.
I specifically remember our history teacher, Mr. Fusco, saying that that's not the reason why we fought that war.
It's not the real reason.
And that the Illuminati is
the Illuminati is a reason?
I don't know. Mr. Fusco is a Freemason.
You also got to remember halfway through him teaching us. You got to remember halfway through him teaching us. He had a fucking mental breakdown and had to leave.
That's true.
I don't know if I trust that guy's opinion.
That's very true. But he said, yeah, taxation without... No, remember he would go in, rather than say, every time the textbook said taxation without representation, we go, taxation without representation! I swear to God, he would mock it every time. Taxation without representation! It's just not fact, according to his Freemason ways. They don't believe that's why we fought the war.
Well, we know a Mason, we can ask.
Right.
So, I don't think that's really like a popular topic in the Freemason meetings. Like, hey, you know, I'm still mad about that war.
What do they talk about? Oh no, it's then?
What do they talk about? Who knows?
What I'm supposed to know.
Oh really?
It's like Brian wouldn't tell us.
No, he's not allowed to.
I kinda wanna join.
What are they
my grandpa.
Wait, they have meetings and they don't tell you what they discuss in meetings?
It's a secret society.
What do secret societies do?
I don't know.
Who knows? They're secret.
I guess.
But I feel like they're just chill. Like
yeah, I feel like that's
smoking doobie.
That's what you say when you're not doing anything cool. You know what I mean? You know, if you're like really having a good time at the Freemason meetings, you know, you're really like changing the world or something, I think you're gonna brag about it. I don't think you're not Batman.
You don't know.
They could be.
I guess so.
You've never seen Batman in a Freemason in the same
room. You're an idiot, Zach. Oh my God, are you okay?
No.
And then he's laughing and choking at the same time.
All right.
Oh my God. I am funny.
Yeah?
We're talking about the plot of Pompidou. So, when they go... when they go to this travel...
He's dead. Resuscitate him.
He's dying laughing when he's wearing the shirt he's wearing literally says, who needs a girlfriend when my GPA goes down on me every day?
I remember when you said, I'm going to get that shirt.
And Tony got it for me.
Oh, that's right. My ex-girlfriend got that.
This is my Christmas present.
I forgot. My ex-girlfriend got that.
Anyway.
They actually made it who Tony is, by the way. Remember she was on the podcast that one time?
Hey, hey.
Tony. She hates that. I still do it.
Good. You should. So they go to travel agency that doesn't have taxes because taxation without representation.
Taxation
without representation. they say, no, you can't afford this. Here's a brochure to a campsite. Again, this is such a convoluted way to get here.
Yeah.
They say, all right, then we got to buy stuff to go camping if we're going to go to a campsite. And they go to the store. The camping store, which is another great scene, which we'll get to, and they get the tent, and then they say, all right, let's go out camping on our vacation to get
away
from
this. I think that's your favorite scene, isn't it?
It is my favorite
scene. That's what you're going to talk about.
That's my favorite scene.
Right. Actually, there's a lot of stuff we've talked about that scene. And but they decide, oh, wait, we're not camping because we don't camp.
Personally, that whole, like, the The whole time they're looking for camping supplies is my favorite part.
Yeah, they, and
I can't pick a favorite out of them.
And they just put a tent in their house and say, "I don't okay. camp here." And somehow it's very.
I remember what I was going to say.
Yes.
You, Nick, said. You said, let's see if I can fucking say this. You said you don't understand why they decided to camp and all that stuff and how it would help.
Not any warmer.
Have you ever been in a tent?
Yeah.
It's hot as shit in a tent.
Okay. Every time I've been in a tent, I got hypothermia because I've only been in a tent a few times.
I've never
we
been
We also put our tent at the bottom of a hill in the rainy season.
That's true.
That's why.
I know why. I'm just saying.
But if they're in
the... I don't associate tents with warm.
But if they're in their trailer...
I associate sleeping bags with cold as shit.
Are sleeping bags cold? I've never been
when
in
when you
one,
first get into it.
Yeah.
I've never been in a sleeping
and
bag.
And I've never been in a sleeping bag for longer than like 10 minutes before I hate myself.
Yeah, I don't
but
care.
But yeah, I understand the whole camping thing and how it would help.
Okay.
Hmm. Albeit, I don't think that's what they were going for.
No, I don't.
I think they were going for...
No.
Comedy.
Matt Lucas sat down, started writing this thing, and somehow got to the point where they're in a tent.
Soul writer again.
This was just a one take. Just let's write a story, not even plan this shit
I don't think
out.
They wrote it. I think they did things.
This was the Kyle XY episode.
Okay. which leads me to I'll bring this up now. I had a revelation during this podcast in episode 6 of
Revelation 3:16.
And I'm glad I had this now.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad I didn't have this 3 episodes ago because I feel like we wouldn't have done a podcast about it for 6 weeks if I did. All right. I was watching the character of Pompidou played by Matt Lucas and he's there and Hove slapped him on the hand. Calling him naughty, very naughty, right? Slapped him on the hand. And Pompidou did his thing of, that hurt me.
That really hurt.
And he turned and he
broke. I like how you looked at the mic the same way that he looks at the camera.
Right, I broke
because
the fourth wall.
But
looking at the mic doesn't do anything.
He broke the fourth wall like 3 times in this episode.
Yeah. So he broke the fourth wall during this thing. And then he peeled back his glove to show, that really hurt me. And it sort of lingered just long enough where it's like, why didn't they cut this scene by now? You know what I mean? He just kept lingering, that really hurt me. And I just watched it and I was thinking to myself this time. The BBC, all right?
As a whole?
The British Broadcasting Company. That's what they are, right?
Yes.
British Broadcasting Company. One of the longest running, most respected television networks in the world.
Yeah.
Gave this moron, Matt Lucas, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to fuck around.
Hundreds.
I just realized that during this thing.
Well,
this show.
Netflix supported it too.
I guess. But this show gave this guy money to fuck around.
I think the pitch for a TV show should be like public access. Like everybody should have access to that.
Really? Yeah, I want to see that.
Like free domain. That should be like.
I want to be in the room when these things are happening. Because I realize, again, episode 6, there's been some high and low points. Episode 5, we believe, is the masterpiece of Pompidou. It's
the best
episode they've done, and we went crazy for it. But it's hard to forget, because we get swept up in this podcast thing. This is nothing but a weird British guy fucking around with company dollars. That's what
almost,
this thing is.
It's almost like those free public access shows that they have at, like, 3 in the morning.
Yes. It's
where people just go on, and as long as they don't swear or show nudity,
yeah.
They can do whatever the fuck they want.
This idea should have never gotten past YouTube. Okay? This should have been a YouTube-only miniseries. But somehow, someway, all the stars aligned where we were gonna give this British guy...
Well, Nico.
What?
Wait until we start our next show.
I'm excited for that. I'm so ready for that. Oh my god.
Should we announce that yet? Are we ready to announce?
I think we announce it in the recap episode.
Okay. Yeah, we can
do the final episode of Pompidou.
Because we have a couple.
I don't see why we don't announce it at the end of this one.
Because we have more projects to announce.
We have a lot of projects to announce.
I don't want
to
write checks we can't cash just yet. You know what I mean? I want to make sure that we're all settled, that we know exactly what we're going to do next. Right. But our next idea hasn't even been officially announced. So we'll get to that next time. But. Man, it's so bad it's good, and it's been amazing and very fun to talk about, but at the same time, every once in a while I'm reminded.
This is awful.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Right? This is absolutely terrible. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know. Any other thoughts before we get to favorite moments here?
I mean, I think we were all in agreement that what was the Matt Lucas one? It was episode two, right? Episode two. What was that?
Is that lottery?
Hodes? Lottery.
Oh yeah, lottery. Yeah. Hodes was the Hodes last was one last we watched. One,
yes, with Rebel Wilson.
With Rebel Wilson. Did we discover
yes,
the we connection
did.
On
yeah,
the
did.
Show?
We did on the show.
Live on the show.
Yeah, we did. Okay. Yeah.
Just make sure.
Live on the pre-recorded show
that we released 3 weeks after we recorded it.
The episode Matt Lucas
wrote
by yes. himself.
Yes,
we were all in agreement that
it was the weakest episode.
It was
the
weakest,
right? Yes.
I'm not gonna say he stepped up his game this episode.
He did a little better.
He did a little bit better, but I think that's because he included a lot more
self-referential humor from past episodes.
Just comedy, like actual funny writing.
Well said, Zach.
Because
well articulated.
he did a pretty good job this episode. He included that comedy.
Comedy.
Thing. Yeah, he
but no, okay.
What's the word
but
for
you
it?
Know what
jokes. It is. Where you make the funnies and the laughs and the giggles. Yeah,
but
you know.
But you know what I mean.
I think,
Episode 2.
Yeah, it was funny. That's right.
Episode 2 really wasn't funny. This one was funny. And Matt Lucas wrote it himself, and I think he just stepped up his game.
I think I know what you're saying, yeah.
It's... But, you know, okay.
The last one wasn't funny.
He's
this one's funny.
But I'm saying, as a writer...
Right.
I think he realized what Pompidou was in the final one that he wrote.
I agree with that.
I don't think he knew where it was going to be going.
I agree with that.
At episode 2, and they found it, and then he wrote
You think he wrote
one.
Them in order and didn't, like, edit it at all? Like
I choose to believe so.
Well, no, you see that with a lot of shows, is it takes a little while for them to sort of find their groove and,
yeah.
and get into what exactly they're supposed to
I mean,
be.
Hell, in 2.5 Men, Jake was supposed to be a child prodigy. And then they changed him to be a fucking dumbass.
To just an idiot. Yeah. No, mm-hmm. that just... No,
I mean, that's it. He was supposed to be a child prodigy.
Yeah, I mean...
He was supposed to be, like, this genius kid.
Elaine wasn't in the pilot of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just added a bunch of things, you know, midway through. Seinfeld's a perfect example of that, as a show that found its way after a couple episodes.
Yeah,
But, yes, I think if we saw a season 2 of Pompidou, which we can talk about that on the recap, because I have a lot of research to do on this show, definitely, and I've read some things that I want to talk about on the recap. It's going to be much different from season 1. I think it's going to be closer to something like this than, say...
Like episode 6?
Yes.
As opposed to, like, episode 3?
Episode 4, which was the trippy date episode. Remember the date? You know what
yes.
I mean?
With the incredibly high production value.
Right. I think it's fair to say that every single episode of Pompidou is extremely different.
It is.
It is, yeah.
Which is interesting. Yes, there is a lot of, whether that's good or bad.
And it bounces a lot, too, because we go from that trippy episode to the coup de grace, if you will, of Pompidou, which is episode 5.
Mm. Right.
Which wasn't trippy at all. It was... Musical.
This episode, while we say it was funny and stuff, there was, but I can't think of anything in particular that like stood out really. Like
I could,
in the sense of like there's no, we can't discuss any theories with this episode. There's really very
no.
Little.
There was nothing.
Well, yes, that's us being crazy though. When we're in a crazy mood, we can find theories.
The
for
sign
everything.
Was changed.
Yes,
the sign was different.
The sign
this
was
episode.
Different.
Which we have to talk about the sign because we talked about the sign last time.
Now, yeah, okay.
I think we've talked about the sign in every episode.
So,
yes, we have.
So let's start off the episode again. Let's recap straight to the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, it starts with a Pompidou,
and then right after it's snowing. You see snow falling.
Yep.
And they put on some Snapchat filter. Some Instagram filter.
Yeah, like that blue filter.
They put on like a bluish filter
that
over
white girls use because they think they're artsy.
Yeah. And, and...
I probably angered.
There's snow.
People.
Whatever.
No girls listen to this. We're crazy. There's no chicks listening to this.
There's no white girls listening to this at all. And then the sign, just when you expect it to fall off, instead, it flies straight into the camera.
Yeah, it was 3D calibrated, actually.
Yeah.
If we were seeing this in IMAX, like, that thing would have popped.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
I mean?
And then the screen goes black, and all you see is written by Matt Lucas.
Right.
Yes. I thought the sign wasn't going to move at all. Because it was supposed to be cold, so it was frozen.
Right. But
it like wind, generally, yeah. I generally got surprised.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh.
So,
I think I said it under my breath. I was like,
yeah.
So that was different.
That was different.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of it.
Yes.
I don't know what to make of it either.
I think, you know, I think it's something to do with, you know, this is the last episode. That sign is not coming back.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
You know?
There's a, wait, foreshadowing.
And
that sign foreshadowed.
And, you know, at the end of that episode, as we know, this trailer is not coming back.
No. That is true. I want to talk about the toilet paper really quickly before we get into the
favorite scenes.
The ending. Yes.
Why don't we just do favorite scenes
let's
and
do,
then conclude with
yeah,
the final
let's
scene
do favorite scenes.
Property.
Yes, because we have to talk implications on that ending.
Well, actually, right. What was that? Oh, no, that was the cutscene at the end.
Yes.
Yes, that was very different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Post-credit sequence. Okay. This thing had a post-credit sequence.
Post-credit
sequence. This is like Marvel Cinematic Universe, this episode.
I was waiting for the next trailer for the
yeah,
next movie.
Exactly. Yeah, coming in Avengers Part 3. Pompadour.
There was a trailer in
I'm
the
surprised, Nick post- Fury didn't show up.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine? He just shows up and be like, Pompadour, we need you.
Pompadour. Everyone
Avengers?
Who listens, write to Matt Lucas. Listen. Ask him to get Sam L. Jackson on it. We can make this happen, people.
Listen.
Sam L. Jackson will do anything.
If Hawkeye was in a fucking Avengers movie, why not? Bobby?
I like Hawkeye.
Right?
Hawkeye.
There's not the same thing, Nico.
Listen.
We're getting now they're making a Black Widow Hawkeye movie.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
It hasn't been announced yet. That's all rumored.
No, it's happening. Okay. I'm so excited.
Okay. I'm glad you feel that way.
Okay.
They've made three Thor movies at this point. We could get at least one Pompadour solo movie. They're making a third, right?
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
Are they making a third Thor?
Yeah, of course. They're making a third everything. Everything.
True.
Yeah, everything's
true.
A sequel.
Everything's a sequel.
Except for the Hulk, man.
No, yeah, they no don't, Hulk. We don't need more of that.
No.
Fuck you.
After that piece
Christ.
Of shit.
I'm sick of superhero movies in general. Yes. All right.
Favorite scene, Zach.
Favorite scene, Zachary.
Okay.
Don't steal Nico's. He's not good at thinking.
I'm not going to steal Nico's. I'm going to gloss right over it.
Okay.
Now, as I said before, my favorite part was when they were shopping for all the camping supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the duffel bag selection thing, that was stupid.
Right.
I didn't laugh. But they go to look at portable toilets. Do I need to speak up?
Sorry. Move
the
mic.
They go to look at portable toilets. Pompadour does. He pretends like he uses the bathroom and all that stuff, and like the aerosol disinfectant
yep.
stuff. But it's not working. He's nothing to say. It's very funny. So he's doing all the shit, and then he walks away from the toilet and goes. No, and just leaves it.
Right.
And I was dying.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go outside to where all the tents are. And he goes, and he does, there's a very tiny tent for what looked like just one person.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a big, like, party tent that you see at, like, festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, between the two. And he picks the small one, and, because he couldn't decide which one he wanted. And he's looking, and the small one got picked with Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, and he goes, no,
no, it's the other one. Yeah.
And he points to the
yes,
other one.
Yes.
And I don't know why I thought that was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I couldn't breathe because I was laughing too
hard. I'll
well.
Tell you why. I know people that do that same thing. Well, not necessarily at Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, but like always ask, Nico, which one should I go for? This is the classic.
They ask your opinion and then don't take it.
Exactly. It's a classic female thing, right? I'm like, which dress looks better on me, the black one or the pink one? Like, I have this and this, but this
one.
I like the black one. This
one
accentuates my
one.
Legs good, but this one is like its color scheme good with my mascara and like all that shit, right? And then you say, oh, it's a black one. And then I go with the pink one instead.
Yeah.
That is just something we could all relate to.
Yes, it is.
It is very relatable. Yes, that was a very good scene.
I guess where he chooses the tent's my favorite scene.
Mm-hmm.
But that whole thing had me laughing, except the duffel bag.
Okay. My favorite scene.
Yes, your favorite scene.
Yes.
Very good scene.
Okay, I missed this from last time. Nick apparently notified me. In a previous episode, Pompadour referred to a toilet.
Yeah.
I totally missed this. I don't know where I did.
I didn't
I'm trying to remember which
either.
Episode it was. I think it was Bowl.
Was it the Bowl?
Out the toilet.
Okay.
I think it was that one.
What was that doll's name?
Oh, I don't
Figgy.
Know.
Figgy.
How come you didn't say it when we were watching?
That's right. Figgy.
Wait, what do you mean?
I said, what's that thing's name? And he goes, the doll? I'm like, yeah. And you said nothing.
I didn't hear you guys. Yeah,
bastard.
Figgy.
Okay. Figgy. They were shopping for toilets, portable toilets, and he called the toilet a poo-poo caca. Which
in and of itself is hilarious.
I'm pretty sure that's happened before. I'm pretty sure.
I totally miss it if it did happen before. But he said, oh, poo-poo caca. And he went and he tested out this camping toilet.
No, he didn't really test it out.
Well, he did. So he sat.
He mimed it.
He mimed it. So he sat down.
It was a very elaborate game of charades.
Right. And he was just sitting down on it, seeing how it felt, you know, seeing how it, I guess, did the job. When you need it out in the wilderness, and after he was done sitting on
it, he went like all out.
Right, he got up and started miming everything you would do after. after
well, he was miming on the he was miming reading a newspaper on the toilet.
Right, yeah, he would do with that. Then he went wiped a couple times the toilet paper. Yeah. Right, which well, hang on a second. We'll important conversation discuss. To have about that. Trust me.
Oh, it's important?
Oh, it's
oh here we go.
And then he went.
I think I know the conversation.
And then he went and he sprayed a little bit of Febreze. And it was. And
but the can wasn't spraying.
Yes.
Yes.
He was having difficulty.
I was half expecting him to, like, point it at himself and just go.
Yeah.
Matt Lucas is listening right now. He's like, fuck, I should have done that.
I'm sure he is.
If Matt Lucas actually listened to this.
I feel like
that would be good.
I feel like he unsubscribes every episode, but then he listens to the next one anyways.
Yeah, it's his guilty pleasure. It's his guilty pleasure. And then of course the button at the end is no. Okay, this is what stuck out to me because frequent listeners of all my podcasts
died on this one.
I know.
Okay, will know if you listen to the Nico show,
which we don't.
That's true.
I've listened to, I think, 2 episodes.
Toilet paper is one of my most talked about subjects.
Yes.
I am obsessed with the mechanics of toilet paper.
I'm really worried about
it. Okay. I talk about
obsessed, toilet... you say?
I do. I talk about it obsessively. All right.
Ask
like...
him about the rollless toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I fucking hate rollless toilet paper. I did it like a 20-minute rant on one of my podcasts about rollless toilet paper.
So, rollless toilet paper is your coconut.
Yes. Yes, exactly what it is. Yes.
Zach I'm so fucking lost.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Zach hates coconuts. I hate rollless toilet paper.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, okay. I don't even know what rollless toilet paper really is.
Listen to the podcast I did. You were on that fucking podcast. Wasn't he on that podcast?
I didn't listen to this podcast. I know is that you really.
Yes.
Really if I was on it, then I definitely didn't listen
you
to it.
You were on it, but you guessed it. Yeah, I think half of it you were on. Okay. How do I describe this? When Pompidou went and wiped himself with the invisible toilet paper, all right?
Which is pretty gross to watch.
Right.
Yes.
He then folded the soiled toilet paper.
He looks at it.
Right.
Folds it in half.
Looked at it, folded it in half, and then wiped again. Here is what I found so hilarious about that scene. That is exactly what I do when I wipe my butt. After I go to the bathroom.
That's what I do.
Discuss.
I do the same thing.
I don't.
I do.
I'm not eco-friendly.
I do.
I am a conservationist.
I use so much fucking toilet paper. I don't give a shit.
I'm more interested in, do you guys fold it or do you guys wrap it around your hand and then just take that thing off?
I do that sometimes.
No, I fold.
You fold?
I fold.
I will only fold on public toilets.
Here's my question.
Don't know why.
You have the paper towel rule.
Yes.
You can only grab a certain number of paper towel squares at a time.
Yes.
You have that same rule with toilet paper?
I feel like that's too difficult.
Generally, yes.
Okay, what do you go with?
5.
If I'm at home, I take the end of the toilet paper.
Yeah.
I bring it to the door so it's just touching the floor.
Ooh.
I fold and I grab that end.
Yeah.
Bring it up,
yeah,
and do that 3 times.
Okay,
so it goes to the floor 3 times.
So it's a rough estimation, but
yeah,
I see.
In public stalls, like the ones at stool,
the ones at school, the public restroom,
the ones
school.
At school.
Oh, pun.
Wow, we have finally dissented into this to this humor on this podcast. Mark this moment. 54 minutes into episode 6. You called school stool while talking about toilet paper. We've crossed the threshold. I think...
It's your fault.
Thank God we're done. We're done. Thank God we're done with this.
Just have one more
fucking podcast.
Yeah, when I am at school.
Yes.
And when I'm in a stall.
Yeah.
I take it and I do pretty much the same thing with at home with the floor. Mm-hmm. But I go to the other end of the stall.
Okay. Wow.
So if I'm in the stall.
You go horizontally?
Yes.
What if you're in a handicap stall? That's a long.
Yeah. What if you're
in don't go in handicap stalls unless I have to piss and all the urinals in regular stalls are taken.
You don't go in a handicap
stall? I don't use urinals.
No. Why?
You don't use urinals?
I don't use urinals.
That's weird.
That's weird.
That's fucking really weird.
I just don't like urinals.
Wait a minute. No, wait, let's get back on this. Wait, you have some moral, ethical stance against not using handicapped stalls?
No, I can't do the toilet paper.
That's what... It's not like your selflessness of, yes, the handicapped stalls are reserved for the handicapped.
If I didn't feel the absolute need to do that with the toilet paper, I'd go in the handicapped stall.
Of course, you have to, right? It's prime real estate. Right, you need to. It's always at the end, so you never have to worry about two people on either side of you.
I love it.
Nice and roomy, a lot of leg room.
If I really have to go and that's the only one open, I'll do it.
I love that in little bar thing that you play with.
In which case, I will go to the bar.
That's not what it's for, you idiot.
I will go to the bar.
Right? That thing's awesome.
I have to use the handicap.
Yeah.
I will avoid using the handicap.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's... No, I love... Wait, you don't... You don't, like...
You don't...
If you're in a handicapped stall...
I've been in there, and I've played with that bar.
I've played with that bar all
the time. I don't play with the bar.
I've honestly played with that emergency switch, too, and set it off in the middle of a restaurant, and I had to rush out of the bathroom. That was fun! Oh my god, what a rush.
That thing actually works.
What a rush! What a rush, he says.
You're like fucking Marie from Breaking Bad.
Oh my god.
Except you get it when you're
fucking Marie.
Oh, I feel so alive!
That's a great reference.
But no, I've accidentally sent that thing off. Yes, that thing looks.
That just looks like a really shitty piece of plastic.
I was on an island in Japan, and there's this public bathroom.
Did you flip it?
No. Somebody else did. But there's this fucking, you know, like the police sirens? There was one attached to the outside of the bathroom, just like.
Have you heard? Out in.
I'm like, that's so embarrassing. I'd rather just die on the fucking toilet.
Somewhere out on, like, the west coast of America, there is a restaurant that has a picture of, like, some really muscular jack dude, right?
Okay.
And his crotch is covered by a box. Okay?
Okay.
And there's an alarm synced up with the box. This is in the woman's room.
Okay.
There's a bar synced up with the box.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that out. Nick's face right now is out of pure disgust.
I'm fascinated.
What? It was too big. I couldn't talk. I couldn't chew because I'm talking. Anyway.
We have a real pretzel problem, the three of us.
Yeah, we do. We pretty much finished this bag.
We just eat pretzels the whole podcast.
Yeah. Anyway. And when, like, women would lift the bag, not the bag, fuck the box.
Yes.
Like, an alarm would ring, and...
It's like dick in the box? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, but it's in a public restaurant. It's in a public
restaurant. So, if you get too curious and lift the box...
And lift the box, an alarm goes out.
Oh, I see.
And it's one of those single-person bathrooms.
Yeah.
So, you can't have, like, three people in there, and then you all walk out at once. No, it's one person.
Yeah.
So, they know if you try to check the dick.
Yeah, like, the alarm rings throughout the entire restaurant.
Right. That's pretty funny.
It's hilarious. It's so funny.
That's so embarrassing.
That's pretty good. Yeah, you didn't answer the question, by the way. So you don't fold toilet paper up to conserve.
Not to my recollection, no.
You are not frugal with your toilet
paper. Do you just take randomly, or do you wrap around the hand?
Sometimes I wrap around the hand, but it's, like, all random. Like, I don't plan anything.
Oh, I think it's very... See, I'm even...
I'm not a very methodical person, though, as you guys know. Like, most people have their things that... I'm very random. I don't do the same things ever.
Here's the thing. I'm so methodical with so many things that I do, I just assume no one else is.
I'm incredibly inconsistent.
Yes, that I can attest to.
Okay, yeah, that would be
that we know for sure.
With anything. Like, name a thing. Yes.
Life.
That's a great one, yes. Yes, Nico. Inconsistent with life.
Yes.
But, yeah.
All right.
I would like to know why you don't use urinals.
There's a potential for splashback that I like to avoid.
If splashback starts, flush it and finish up while it's
flushing.
You don't aim down?
It works sometimes. I'm also very short. Sometimes I can't always reach them very well. It's a little uncomfortable.
He is short.
You've had problems reaching urinals?
I probably don't anymore, because this has been, like, 4 years ago I stopped
Since
using them.
Since you've used a urinal.
Okay. I just stopped using them. I just pee in the stall. I go, I actually, I don't understand the point of urinals. I don't think they make sense.
Well, they're just, it's convenient.
No, I get it.
They are kind of creepy.
They're not practical.
They're not?
No, just... toilets do the same thing. What's the point?
Well, here's the way I think about it. Since the urinal is only for urine, it frees up the toilets in case somebody has...
Yeah, but you could just make twice as many toilets.
Yeah, you gotta reserve those toilets, though, man. That's...
Space, though.
Yeah, that is true.
It doesn't take that much space. I've thought about this.
Have you?
I'm in construction.
If we invented a toilet that had a sink on the top of it, like attached, and when it flushes, it uses the water that you use to rinse your hands, it would conserve water and conserve room. You can increase the amount of toilets, and you can also have a light flush and a heavy flush button. I've thought about this.
Look at that.
There's an issue, though, with the plumbing.
Yeah.
You can't have chemicals mixed in with hazardous waste.
It would need to be worked out, yeah.
That's not bad.
That's why they're separate. Because it's two totally separate places where it goes.
Well, they can have that, like, eco-friendly soap and...
Listen, let's at least file the patent on this.
Yeah, they have the eco-friendly soap.
That's a pretty good... We'll figure out the logistics later. That's a pretty good idea.
They can have the eco-friendly soap. Wow.
Did you know...
What?
...that no one knows who patented the fire hydrant?
I did know that.
Because it was lost in a fire at the patent office?
That's phenomenal.
Did you know that, Nick?
That's pretty awkward.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's pretty great.
How about Einstein also worked in the patent office?
All right, we got to talk about the ending of this episode.
I still haven't talked about my favorite scene.
Favorite scene. Go ahead.
My favorite scene.
My
favorite scene from this episode was the, they're outside by the campfire and Pompidou is playing guitar.
Yes.
And they were playing some fancy songs. I don't even remember all the songs. Was it Kumbaya?
Pompadour, my lord.
They were playing Camp Town Races.
Yep. Yes, they definitely were.
It was really stupid.
Yeah. Are you going to talk about the last song they were singing?
I don't even fucking remember why I like the scene anymore.
Here's why I like the scene.
I figured you guys
the
would help
last
me out.
Song they were singing.
Oh, just way to be frank with the audience.
Yeah. I figured you guys would do the work for me.
The last song that they were singing was not only all in
I love Zach's pauses.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, the cricket.
Well, because I need to think about what I need would to help say.
This is great, the way you do it.
Yes.
What was I saying?
It was all in words. It was all in English. Yeah.
And it was also a very popular
commercially?
Thank you.
Yes.
Like, successful song.
Well, it's probably a British pop song, right? It's probably something that everybody knew. I mean, we just don't know it because we're not...
I know it.
Do you?
I can't remember the name. I've heard it before on the radio.
You listen to British music, though.
What is British? I listen to the Beatles and the Stones. Usually good music. It's basically,
Good music is
Coldplay,
music.
Oasis.
I don't even listen to Coldplay and Oasis.
Everything.
No? I feel like...
Zeppelin British?
Zeppelin's British.
I listen to Zeppelin.
Queen.
I only know this because, I was watching a Let's Play one time,
yeah,
and they were playing, a trivia game, and they were like, oh, British bands, and they had all these bands up there, and you had to select which ones were actually British, and Gavin was playing, and he's from England, and he got, all of them wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, Gavin's an idiot.
That's true.
Yeah.
Google Gavin.
Yeah, but that scene was pretty fun just because it was an all-English. It almost felt, but here's a theory for you.
We don't need to take our clothes off to have a good time.
That was one of the most self-aware scenes I've seen in the history of the show of just we can all sing in English. We're just choosing not to.
Yeah.
And that is what, to me.
That kind of ruined it for me.
Well, and that's the repairman spoke a good amount of English.
What?
The repairman definitely did.
I think, again, it leads to your theory of this is not a universe where there is no English. It is just a universe where.
English is not necessary.
Yeah. Yes. That's exactly what it is. So in that particular scene, they did, we're going to sing some pop song because that's the lyric to the pop song. But because, in a way, it actually emphasizes your Charlie Brown theory.
I think so.
Just, as you get older, you just don't need words anymore. You know what I mean? It's just, we're choosing to sing these lyrics because that is what you do when you sing a song. But in every other form of communication, it's not necessary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I kind of like that.
I don't know. It was a little weird, though.
But it was actually kind of a nice, touching ending. And I guess we'll get into that now, of it transitioned to this very, very bleak ending to
ambiguous
to ambiguous ending to
like teen TV show like Dawson's Creek drama.
Oh my god, that was
ending.
This was.
I was gonna say One Tree Hill, but I've never seen One Tree Hill.
So
the plot is there's two trees. But
so Pompidou
plot twist.
Pompidou.
Directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
When he,
I would watch a show directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
There is one. It's called Wayward Pines. It just came out a month ago.
I've heard. I can't find it anywhere.
It's on Fox. No. Why would it be?
Like you say that so definitively.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Of course not. What were you guys like? You're talking about the ending.
Let's talk about the ending.
Yeah. So Pompidou goes up. He had established this already. I forgot to say, Pompidou plays fucking guitar, man.
Yeah, he's very good.
Oh yeah, he does.
Dude, like
we just went right over that.
Yeah.
He plays guitar. And Hulk plays the uke, but not as impressive as the guitar.
This guy's a talented guy.
The dog plays the tambourine very well.
Yeah, this is
Marion also spoke for the first time.
She barked. She did woof. Yeah, I don't think she's ever woofed in the past. But this crew here, this little
they can jam, man.
Yeah, man. Maybe are they struggling musicians?
Call Apple Records.
You think they're struggling
Could
musicians?
Could they be struggling musicians?
I don't think so.
I've come to the conclusion that Pompidou's money was solely old family money.
Yes.
Because many, many, many of the portraits in the back clearly resemble him.
Clearly?
Yes.
No, they do.
Okay.
They definitely do.
And a lot of them are very old.
Yes.
All of them really in.
So you think he's just, like, lost his family's fortune?
No, I think this is a rich guy. I mean, we'll talk about this on the final episode, but I think this is just a rich guy just commissioning pieces of artwork with his face on it and just hanging it around his house.
No,
I think he's just an eccentric rich guy.
I think it's portraits of his family.
No, this is a guy that loves himself. Every other word that he says is his own name. And he's
that's true.
You know, he's got a butler that he orders around and he calls naughty and slaps him and makes him, you know, breakfast even though we can't pay the damn guy. No, this is a crazy person that has commissioned artwork and hanging it up around the house. This is not old British family
money.
No,
I think it's old family money.
But we'll talk about this in the recap.
These are sort of packaged poorly.
Right. So Pompidou gets up and he wants to swallow a pill because he's got a cold.
Yep.
And he's in the sleeping bag and he does this little trick with the water bottle, which, by the way,
was amazing.
Okay.
I can't even do that.
Very impressive.
I can't do that. Can you do that?
Oh, I don't know if I could. I'd have to try.
Well, my chopsticks, you bastard.
He puts the pill in his mouth, walks over, picks up a water bottle with his mouth, drinks it, puts it back, and swallows the pill. Incredible.
Now, I don't want to get this podcast is already long already, so I don't want to make it go any longer, but I am constantly amazed. These people are living in poverty. One episode, they can't find any food.
Poverty.
Right. They are, right?
Well, they're living in poverty.
Any food. They're watching the TV. They're going crazy when the lottery happened. Like, they're supposed to be living in squalor, right? That's the plot of the show.
Yeah.
That's the synopsis of the show. What are you doing buying bottled water?
That's where you're going with this?
The faucet was...
No! That is a brand name bottled water. What are you doing? What are you doing buying a bottle? Just every once in a while, it amazes me what the you know, the financial situation
the
of these
purchasing
guys.
Decisions.
Yeah,
of
what this is just really bad finances, bad bookkeeping is what happened. You know, that's how you get in a situation like this, and that's making more and more sense. He just doesn't know how to spend his money. He's paying a phone bill. He's got this shitty heater that he can't replace. He's getting bottled water. Bottled water is a rich people thing. All right,
no, we really barely talked about the fucking heating guy.
Yeah,
he's kind of
that
a shame.
Was yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty good, but I don't know.
Just listen to his voice and you'll be.
That just jumped out at me as I don't know what they're doing buying bottled water.
Now,
all right, Nico.
I think it's about time we talk about the ending.
Yes, the heater catches on fire. The trailer basically burns down.
Burns down.
Smoke inhalation not an issue apparently in the Pompidou
tent
universe.
Left
the
unscathed.
Tent was unscathed.
Carbon monoxide not a thing.
Nope.
The properties of water maybe there are the. Water properties of fire, they're like fire benders or something where they, you know, they don't get touched. Some weird
well,
force
yeah.
field
and,
around the
and
tent.
Hove walks out and sees the trailer burn down,
yeah.
And then it ends,
and everybody, you know, they're just frustrated. The repair guy finally comes, fixes the thing
by toning a bolt, half like even like an eighth. Of
and
a
it
ton.
Seems like a pretty final thing in the sense that. I mean, continuity has never been a major thing for this show, but
no.
The fact that we're burning down the whole trailer, it doesn't seem like you know, well, come on. I think it's purposeful. This is episode 6. It seems likely that the next episode, the trailer won't just be back to the way it was. We're going to forget that this happened. This seemed like a pretty final thing. Yeah. No?
Now, post-credits scene.
Yes. Fades to black.
I was, like, I'm not going to say on the verge of tears, because I wasn't. But I was, like, really sad about this post-credits scene.
I felt cheated.
Yeah, you felt cheated?
Cheated.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
They're not going to tell me what's going to happen from there? I mean, this show's definitely not going to have another season.
No,
so,
it's definitely not.
I feel cheated.
It's definitely not. Yeah, Hove packs up and leaves in the post-credit, and they sort of leave it as a cliffhanger there, which is bizarre that a show like this
is. He left, and you see Pompidou just sitting there going, Hove!
Yeah.
Hove!
Yeah.
Hove, come back, don't leave me. And Hove just walks away, and that's it.
Now, what is this meant to be? Is this meant to be an ending? Is this, like, Soprano style? Like, we're just not telling you what happens? Right?
Let me start on the Soprano series finale.
Something really ambiguous, sort of.
We just know Pompidou's alone now.
Or is this a cliffhanger for next one? Are we going to pick... If they do a second season...
I hope they do.
Was the plan...
I honestly hope they do.
Just from the creator standpoint, was the plan to pick up from the storyline in season 2?
Maybe gets a new butler. Who knows?
Maybe. Maybe, but yeah, it's very bizarre that they decided to go like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of almost as bizarre as the 2.5 Men ending. Just really.
Oh my god!
I can't say I watched
that
the
other night. And I'm like,
I didn't. I just read about
serious?
It.
Yeah. It's
literally
ridiculous.
Like, so I guess Charlie.
Spoiler!
Turns out, turns out Charlie was never dead. He comes back and tries to kill them.
Whoa. He wasn't dead. Rose kept him in, like, a dungeon.
Yeah, Rose kidnapped him.
Like, in a well in her basement.
Okay.
For, what was it, 3 years?
Yeah.
How long did they go?
Yeah, something like that. He comes out. He's insane. He tries to kill Alan and...
Everyone.
He tries to kill them all.
Yes.
And what ends up happening is, like, he rings the door. You don't see Charlie ever, though. But he, like...
So Charlie, they didn't get Charlie Sheen back, right?
No.
Just, he rings the doorbell. It's just some guy they put in a wig and a bowler shirt.
Okay.
He rings the doorbell. And then a piano falls on him and kills him. And then,
this is where it pisses me
and
off.
And then the director of the show...
Chuck Lorre,
all of a sudden it turns to him...
Who you hate, no?
Yeah, oh, it makes the worst television ever.
It turns to him and he's sitting on the chair and he goes, winning! And then a piano falls on him. And then it ends.
He didn't even say it like Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
You know how Charlie Sheen was like, winning!
Oh, I did
like
that.
He was like, so...
I did that impression for years.
Yeah.
I milked that fucking impression.
Chuck Lorre turns around and just goes... winning.
Oh my god.
And then piano.
Huh.
And then that's it.
Yep.
Pisses me off.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, Charlie turns into a serial killer.
Seems worse than
Pompidou. Almost as much as the How I Met Your Mother ending, but that's a different story. Hmm. Hate that.
Don't spoil
ending.
That for me, because I haven't seen that show at all.
I just spoiled it for Mike Cosentini the other day.
Oh, you did not.
I've never seen the show. I thought he finished it. And I sort of, we were talking about the show, and I mentioned the ending.
I hate that
ending. And he was like, holy shit. So, yeah. So yes, I have mixed feelings. We will, I think, have to decompress and sort of collect our thoughts for this final recap.
Yeah.
I think we'll probably talk about that ending a little more, but certainly it was an interesting route.
Yeah.
Not one that I would have done. But then again, I'm not Matt Lucas, and I don't have a show on TV, so what do I know?
I mean, yeah.
That's my comment.
All right. Good. It's 1 o'clock in the morning almost.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this baby up. One more show, right? We're doing
one
more show.
I forgot how we end this. How do we end this?
We just stop.
We're naughty.
Oh, yes.
Right. Anything else? We're good? Follow Twitter or anything?
Yeah, I mean, same as always.
NicoEmpire.com is the new site.
NicoEmpire. Wow.
NicoEmpire.com.
You're building an empire now.
I am building an empire. The NicoEmpire.com
has... You're a piece of shit.
There goes the cricket. See? The cricket.
The cricket's like, really, Nico?
Yeah. Yep.
Let me just jerk my hands together in some weird fashion to make this loud squeaky noise.
I believe that is
noise.
Cricket for fuck and off.
Yeah. There's 3 podcasts happening right now on NicoEmpire.com.
Yes.
Nico Show, Pompidou Podcast,
and the Sports Brothers
and
Podcast.
And the Sports Brothers Podcast. That's right.
All there. The entire month of June, we're doing a big push for this. Do you have Amazon Prime?
No.
Do you have Amazon Prime? You do. You should sign up for a free 30-day trial.
I was going to say, you
oh,
get...
Oh, boy.
No, you... He... Free 6 months. If you have a .edu, you get 6 months.
Oh, that's true. And it's also half price after that.
Yeah.
So, if you want to get your free trial, go to NicoEmpire.com, click the little link on there, and sign up for your trial there, or do your Amazon shopping, buy whatever you want on that site. Help support this podcast because we got many more projects still to come.
Many more. We will be announcing probably one, maybe two projects next week.
We'll see.
So they'll be coming. They'll be coming very soon. We have a very... I'm looking forward to our next one. Very much so.
It's going to happen on a week that is...
great.
Very packed with a lot of shit.
Oh, yep. I want to also say, for the recap show, let's make this interactive. If there is anybody out there that has Pompidou-related thoughts...
anything.
Send emails.
Please do.
Concerns. Okay. Questions, concerns, comments, theories.
If you've stuck with us this long, bless you.
I have a few...
Drangular has. I know that.
Yes. I have a
Thank you.
Drangular.
Very much. I'm being very sincere right now. Drangular sent me a tweet.
Yeah.
And he tagged me and Nico in it.
Yeah.
And he said... happy belated birthday, Zach.
He was very touched by that.
I think I have it. Hold on.
Yeah, it was very nice.
It was very nice. And thank you.
But I will say this. A loyal bunch of listeners have stuck with this, at the very least. This thing has gone way more popular than I thought it would.
Same.
I
thought this would just be us in your basement just being losers.
And it is. But people are listening.
But
I don't think people would care.
But people are listening to us sitting in your basement being losers.
Yes. So if you have anything at all, send it. Nico@2centsradio.com is the email. Or you tweet me. Got a couple tweets. I have a couple articles, few plans. You want to get on this, though, email me. Long form. We'll read everything we get. Let's make it fun.
Sure.
Next week, the final Pompidou podcast, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Till then.
Well,
thank you, folks.
Unless they make a second season.
In which case, we will continue.
Keep my fingers crossed.
Yay.
You've
all been nodding.
Very nice.
Thank you.